So, what is geocaching? Have you heard of it? It is really cool. Basically, it's a treasure hunt game. Imagine, you know, a really cool place somewhere in the world. You go hide a container there. Could be a Tupperware, could be a bigger box, could be a little old film canister, a little pill bottle. Doesn't really matter. All that matters is that it has a piece of paper inside. So you hide it there. You get on the website. You put the GPS coordinates for that place. Maybe some clues. Maybe get creative. And then it's published on the website. Someone else looks on the website. They want to go find one. They see it. They go to the location, they start looking for it. Maybe you hit it easily found, hit it so it would be easily found. Maybe you hit it very cleverly and it's really hard to find. Either way, they look for it. If they find it, they sign their name on the piece of paper and they leave it there for the next person. If they don't, they say so online and they move on. Now, geocaches can be found anywhere in the world. They're in every country, they're all over. They're in the city, they're in the mountains, in the desert, underwater, inside libraries, in people's yards. We do need to get permission to hide them if it's not our property, but they're pretty much everywhere. You can't really go anywhere without being close to one. You can pull up the app wherever you are and see what's nearby and go look for it. I started geocaching when I was 16 years old. I heard about it and just thought it sounded really cool, wanted to try it. I already had a GPS for hiking around, so I put the coordinates in and went and found it. Went and found three. Back then there weren't a lot. That was 2001. There were just over 100 in Utah where I lived. Now there's something like 25,000 in Utah and millions around the world. It's really grown. I personally got hooked on hiding them more than finding. It's the opposite of most people. Most people find a lot more than they hide. They'll hide one or two and find hundreds or thousands. I hid thousands and found even more thousands. Got really hooked on it. I used it to feed my passion for exploring. If there was a geocache that I had not found, it was my excuse to go to that area and see an area that I had never seen before. I started keeping track of which counties I had found them in and then which states. I started going on long trips anytime I had any free time and just geocaching everywhere. I was really hooked. I started meeting other geocachers and they became my best friends. Some of my best friends in life now are people I met through geocaching. Either running into them looking for the same thing at the same time or going to a geocaching event. An event is posted on the website just like the geocaches that are hidden. They just put a day and a time and a place, and if you want to, you can go and socialize. Some events were more than socializing. There were events where there was races to see who could find geocaches the fastest, or a lot of creative activities at events. And then there's a lot of events that are just hang out at a restaurant and chit-chat, talk about geocaching adventures. I had times when I would get stuck in the mountains, flat tires, or run off the road, or lots of things like that. I had times when I actually saved someone's life because of geocaching. I had times when I actually found a dead person geocaching. Just about everything has happened While geocaching, it's hard to think of anything that hasn't. I've gone on quick little detours when on a work trip, just stop for 2 minutes and hurry and find one. I've gone on 9 or 10 day geocaching adventures where we do nothing but geocaching and see how many states we can find caches in that amount of time. It's really been a huge part of my life and a beautiful blessing, a way to see the world, a way to meet cool people, a way to stay entertained, a way to get out and exercise, a way to be happy. Geocaching is cool. It's a really good thing, and you should try it.